How's everybody doing today? Welcome to the Tone and Show. Some can hang, some can't. You got to be cut different to be here. How's everybody doing today? Back at you with another Tone and Show. How you doing, Ant?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing all right myself, man. I'm doing all right. Not in a good mood. The world we living in, George Floyd situation. It's not sitting well with me, man. Yeah. It's not at all. And you know, like looking, you know, through Twitter, Instagram, all that. And I know for a fact you're keeping up with the city, like brother. First of all, the city of St. Louis is going crazy right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, I'm looking and they didn't rob the 7-Eleven downtown. Talking about gutting it out.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't knock down. Well, I don't think not knock down. But they didn't gut it out. City Gear. Man, we got Mike Brown all over again, man. I ain't gonna even say Mike Brown because it's really been happening way before that. Mm-hmm. But you know, with me being alive, you know, I was born in 1996 November. From what I remember and everything, Mike Brown was my only situation that, you know what I'm saying, that type of stuff was happening. Stuff being burned down, like the city being placed on, I forgot what it's actually called, but they got the National Guard coming in and they using military, like, you know what I'm saying, stuff they were using in the war, they using that type of force with the people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They own country and they own city, own state. And like, you know, stuff like that, it don't sit well with me. I'm not even finna sit here and say like the people deserve it because they don't. Like, people is mad, bro. Like, not even mad. People are hurt. I don't know, man. And like, you know, that video, like I can't even sit here and watch the video when they, I don't even know if they killed them in the video. I couldn't watch it that long, but like, you know what I'm saying? For dude to sit there on camera, I believe he looked at the camera. Yeah. Him to just have his knee placed on dude back of dude neck with his hands in his pocket, looked at the camera. I don't really care about, you know, psychologists. I really want to go like know what people be thinking about. And like, you know what I'm saying, I've seen a video when they first of all beat him up in the car. So what was the point of taking him out of the car if you already had him in the car?
Yeah.
Because if I'm not mistaken, you know what I'm saying, the altercation, if a person is resisting, I'm pretty sure, you know, I'm just going on a limb. I'm pretty sure your whole objective is to get them in the car so you can take them down to the station or wherever they got to go, right? Like, where am I being?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's definitely not killing them.
Like, that's what I'm like. I don't understand why. And like, I think around the corner of the, I think it was like two other cops, like on his neck. I mean, on his legs and on his back or lower back or something like that.
If it was, I didn't get that far in the video.
So I think I've seen a different. It was either the same video or a different angle of the video. And it was literally like, bro, it was three cops. It was one on his legs, one on his back, and a dude on the back of his neck. Right, and then, bro, I read up on it, and it said the cop only got third-degree murder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he got third-degree murder. I don't understand, man. But
yeah, it's just a tough situation all around. Only thing I don't agree with is just, like, I understand, you know, people being mad and everything, and my thing is, though, if you're going to riot, don't destroy minority-owned businesses. Not just, you know, not just black businesses, but, I mean, minority businesses. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to destroy some, you know, go destroy their stuff. Go destroy their community. You know what I mean? Like, don't mess up. You know, don't set minorities back even further than we already are.
Right.
That's, like, the only thing. That's, like, the only thing, you know what I'm saying, I disagree with, but at the same time, like, I don't know if you saw that autopsy stuff that they were talking about, with, like, you know, they came out with the original autopsy. It said that he didn't die from basically that incident with the cop. It said that he had like I think they said he had like heart complications or heart condition or something like that.
Oh,
But then like,
wow.
but his family ordered their own autopsy on him, and that autopsy said he did die of suffocation. So, you know,
Wow.
just seeing stuff like that, you know what I mean? It just kind of opened my eyes, you know, because I honestly, I personally believe they came out with that first autopsy to help the cop, you know, to get him out. Because like when even when they arrested him, I was talking to some people about it at work, and I was like, man, I was like, dude, he ain't gonna do no jail time. After I seen that
Man.
autopsy, I said, man, he ain't gonna they did that on purpose. He's not gonna do no jail time. And I still honestly, I don't even know if dude is gonna do any jail time at this point. It's just I think that they arrested him just to quiet, you know, quiet people down and stuff like that. But I don't see that dude getting what he really deserved. I don't see like justice being served in, as far as this incident go, only because like for instance, like I've seen a lot of videos of like, you know, cops and everything trying to, you know, act like they with the movement and all this, you know what I'm saying, all this rah rah stuff. But I think all that is it. I think all that is just, you know, them putting on a show. Because I really think that they just trying to get people to you know, chill out and you know, stop doing everything that they're doing, because they burning down police stations. I mean, I didn't seen them burn down, you know, all these stores and you know, loot all these stores in different states and all of that stuff. And I don't know if you were aware of Trump's comments about him unleashing dogs and all that stuff, but
Yeah, I was definitely gonna hit on that after you got done talking.
yeah, like that right there. I mean, that just that, for him to say that just blew my mind. And honestly, bro, I mean, it's crazy because you know, this isn't this all this stuff isn't new. You know what I mean? Like all this stuff is it's always been happening. You know what I mean? But I feel like since Trump's been president, you know, a lot more, you know, like racism has come out because people feel more comfortable about it because I mean our president is displaying it. You know what I mean? So yeah, it's just like I said, bro, it's just a messed up situation. But it just goes to show what, you know what I'm saying, what the black man goes through on a daily basis in America. And it's sad, it really is.
Definitely is, man. And then, to kind of touch on that, what you were saying about Trump, bro. I looked on Twitter and, bro, I don't like, correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like this is the only president who make Twitter a thing. You know what I mean? Like, bro, you tweet like you say not in office. Like, Barack was not. Obviously, he probably released a tweet here and there, or released some type of statement. But this dude be like talking like he just a regular person. I'm like, I don't
What?
understand, bro.
Not even that. He just like he's just disrespectful, like to a lot of, you know what I'm saying, to like just a lot of people. And it's just like some of the stuff that he says, it's just like, wow, this dude is really the president of the
That's
United
what I'm
States.
saying. He the president of this. So this is what people voted for. You know what I'm
Right.
saying? And you know what I'm saying? One of his statements kind of messed me up. Like, I it said a whole bunch of other stuff, but then it said when the looting start, the shooting start.
Yep.
Like what? Like what president? Like straight, like who can really wants to condone, what I'm saying, the shooting of they own, quote unquote people. Like, and then it's sick because majority of the people that's doing this stuff is white people.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's not even, what I'm saying, African. Like, it's straight white. But I seen a video, man. So it was middle of the day, and they was looting. So I don't know what state it was in, but this white couple, man, like they knew each other. The white couple, they had a box. I think they was running out of vans. They was running. They had to have a box, like a couple of boxes. So they run out. They look to the right. They see the cop. The cop looking at them, and then they take off the other way. And like he dropped all the boxes in it. And it's crazy because the cop didn't even run after the dude. But it was just like, bro, let that person have been black. Like, with that with the cop would have ran after him. What would he do? Would he put out his gun? Would he put out his tape? Like, what would he did? But like, maybe I don't know if that's because they was white. You know what I'm saying? He didn't even choose to, you know what I'm saying? Choose to pursue it. But it's bro, we live in a messed up world, man. And like, you know, Trump, he gave out that little stimulus check. People put, you know what I'm saying, so they could get voted for and everything, put back in the office. But I don't know, like stuff like this, man, stuff he's saying, you know what I'm saying, he on Twitter saying a whole bunch of disrespectful stuff like he said. I don't even think, you know what I'm saying, this is good for him, man. And I think on the low people, I think it started with George Floyd, but the way it's ending, I don't even think it's about George Floyd no more.
I mean, that kind of goes back to my point when I was talking about, you know, the rioting and the looting and all that. Some, you know, a lot of people, bro, they don't even know what they're doing. A lot of people just out there,
They
you know what I'm
don't,
saying,
bro.
just to
They don't.
mess stuff up, be crazy, because it's some, you know, because at some point, like you said, it's not about him no more. Because it's
Like,
like,
it's not,
why, what
bro.
is that, you know, what does that do? Destroying a black-owned business or minority-owned business in general, how does that affect change? How does that help minorities? Like, not just black people, you know, like, how does that help us? You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, it's us against them right now. You know what I'm saying? If you not white, then you know what I mean? Like, it's us against all of them. Like, for real. And so for you to sit there and destroy people's, you know, families, their incomes, you know what I'm saying, like their money, the way they live, I mean, you not doing nothing but setting all of us back.
I definitely agree with that, man. I'm like, you know, I had seen a video on social media, man. It was, I think it was a black, he was an African American young man. And like, he was basically kind of pouring his heart out to the like the little front line of the cops and everything. And just out of nowhere, you know, he was sitting down in it was a white, I think it was a woman or, you know, a man. They were sitting down right next to him. They were both talking. But the policemen, they literally came out of their front line and grabbed the black man and straight, you know, put him behind their line and straight locked him up. Like, I don't under like why didn't you grab, you know what I'm saying, the white person? Why didn't you do that? Why didn't you like I don't understand, man. I really don't. Like some of this stuff, like it like I can't even, and I hate seeing that type of stuff. Like, I hate seeing that type of stuff, man. But that was just, you know, our thoughts on, you know, everything that's going on. And I would definitely like to take a break, and, you know, we'll come back to y'all with more topics for today. Welcome back to today's show, and we would like to welcome a good friend of mine, frat brother, Lance Smith. Lance, how you doing?
What's good with the Q's, man? What is good with the Q's?
What's good, team? What's good, team?
Not a whole lot, doggy.
I feel it. I feel it, man. Wanted you on today, man. Want to talk to you about, you know, you being from the Lou and everything. St. Louis, my city, and everything. How is, you know, how's it taking a toll on St. Louis? You
How
know,
is it taking a toll on St. Louis? Well,
yeah,
you
like.
know, in well, with St. Louis, we've always had racial tensions in the city. We've always had to fight for what we wanted. We've always had to scrape up the scraps and everything like that. But with this, it's like, okay, we know what we want, we need. We just need someone to hear us out. And now that folks are able to hear us out through the various means of getting their attention, now we're at a point to where, okay, cool. Now that we have all this, what do we do from here? How do we go from here? So that's what a lot of it is now.
I feel
And
that because
last night, I was out there last night with the young bulls, and
right.
they were, man, look, those youngins, look, those youngins, they ain't going for it. They're not allowing the civil rest to just be that. They're trying to make things happen more quicker. And through that, are they causing some damage? Yes. Is it okay? No. Is it a way for them to let their anger out? Yeah, it is. But it could be different.
Right.
Now,
right.
You can do all this. And I told him last night. I told him this last night. Because I was out there being like an OG almost. You know, I'm 25 now. So I'm right. Pretty much OG status in the hood. So I was like, look, y'all got all this. Y'all got the intention. All right, cool. Now, what I'm going to need for each one of y'all to do that's out here is to register to vote. It takes you about a minute on your phone to register to vote. Mm. And then we're going to come out here August the 4th, and we're going to make some real change, too. We got to keep making change. You don't just make change by burning down a 7-Eleven. You don't just make change by throwing the tear gas back at the cops. You feel me? You show them all that. You show them your resilience, and you show them that we're going to show up to the polls and vote and make change.
I definitely like that you said something about voting, man, because I feel like it's a big thing. Like, yeah, you can go out there. You say you can go out there and throw the tear gas back. You can go out there and burn the 7-Eleven down, get their attention. But are you going to make it count, you know what I'm saying, where it's supposed to it? Like you said, the voting polls and all that type of stuff.
Right.
I'm glad you said that you went out there, kind of like you said, you're OG status, and straight up told them, hey, y'all do this, but can y'all register to vote for me? You know what I mean? And actually make it count somewhere. And I like that you said that, man, you just didn't go out there and just indulge into what they – I'm not saying – like I said, bro, I say this all the time. I'm with everything, what everybody want to do. I'm with the peaceful protest, and I'm with the violence. But like you said, I like that you just went out there. You didn't just do that. You went ahead. I'm not saying you did that, but you did what they wanted to do, but also try to throw in your spin on it. Like,
Wait a minute. Don't say I did what they wanted to do. I wasn't looting or nothing. Now mind you, hear me out now, hear me out now, Tony. Now when they came out of 7-Eleven with some cold Budweiser, best believe I grabbed me a few cold brews. But
right,
I was like, don't burn it down, because now you got like, think about it, bro. Like, there's four apartment buildings that are right next to the 7-Eleven. Do you know how many people go to that 7-Eleven for their convenience store needs? Aspirin, alcohol, Rellos, drinks, condoms, food, whatever. You feel me? Now they ain't got nowhere. Now they got to go a block and a half away. Well, not even a block and a half. It's more like 4.5 blocks.
Right.
And if it was walking distance where you just go outside, take 20 steps, and there, now you got to go almost 0.8 mile?
Yeah, that ain't it. Well, I do have another question. Have the Q's been doing anything in St. Louis? Have you seen the Q's out there?
Oh, major, yes, major rule. My boy Cam grabbed the megaphone yesterday.
Oh yeah, I definitely saw Cam. I liked that one.
Cam was out there. He spring 15.
Right.
Big Mike was out there. He spring 09. That's our pro fight. My boy DB was out. Well, we had both DBs out there. One of them, he an 18, bro, from ISI, that's Ohio State. Mm-hmm. And then the other dog is my Sans from 19 TK up there in South Dakota.
Oh, okay. I like that, man. I like that the Q's definitely doing their thing. As you know what I'm saying, all, you know, D9 Greek should be. I'm glad I got you on the call today, man. And I appreciate, you know, for having the time for you and everything. And you kind of,
no problem,
you know,
man.
Speaking on how it is down there in St. Louis, man. I really appreciate it.
No problem whatsoever, man. That's what, like, and that's what I really went outside yesterday for, was to not necessarily document it, but be able to be in that atmosphere. Like, I've always wanted to, like, I've always liked being at those big games that mean something. You feel me?
Right.
The last
big
game I was at was Clemson and Ohio State for the Fiesta Bowl. I don't give a darn about Clemson. And I don't give a fuck about Ohio State. You feel me?
Right.
But if I got the bread, I'm gonna go sit there.
You just wanna be there.
Yeah.
I got the bread, I'm gonna be there.
So that's what it was last night. Like last night I was whenever somebody got hit with tear gas or whatever, and they was passed out on the ground, everybody was like laying out on the ground, everybody was crowding them and everything like that. Ain't nobody calling for the medics. I'm the one that's calling there, medic. Like I'm playing Warzone or something. Get over here.
Right.
Go tend to him.
You feel me? Medic. Okay.
Yeah. I got the video
like
to prove
that,
it,
man.
Dog.
Then you feel me?
What else happened? Like there was something, like it was crowds and everything like that. And then the boys started moving, and I was standing about half a block away. You feel me? Like I'm limping. I got a pulled hamstring. I don't need to be in the midst of everything, because if something goes south, I can't get out of the way. And that ended up happening to me last night. I got too close to everything. Like, we were on, like, 16th and Olive, and somebody threw a big boy firework at the police. And I'm just like, oh, my goodness, it's going to get real.
Oh, yeah,
soon as that big boom went off, they just started
all
tear gas started coming. I was like, yep, I'm trying to run with a bad hamstring. I was like, yeah, let me just hop. Let me just one leg hop it.
He said, let me just hop. Man, like I said, man, I appreciate you for giving us updates and everything. And we'll definitely take a break in the show to, you know, back with more topics. I appreciate it, Lino.
That's the root, dog.
Welcome back to the Tone and Show. And for our next topic, we have, you know, the thoughts and everything about, you know, athletes and everything, kind of, you know, giving their opinions about this whole situation. And I do have a question. So if, you know, if you're a person, well, I'm not going to say if you're a person, but if you feel, if you don't see your favorite athlete, you know, whatever sport, saying something about this, do you feel a way about that person?
No, I think it's kind of unfair to put pressure on people to, to, you know, like make a public statement about something or, you know, like something like this. I just kind of think it's unfair to sit there and be like, oh, you're not black, or because you didn't, you know, saying speak on this incident or nothing like that. I don't like viewing stuff that way, but I can see where some people kind of get like, you know, annoyed by it, because, you know, like certain people, you know, if you, like, for instance, like LeBron James, like he knows that he has a certain platform that a lot right. of us, a lot of us don't have, so. For him to speak on an incident, you know, it'll carry a little more weight than it, you know, than if I was to post something or, you know, right. what I'm saying, something like that. So, you know, to an extent, you know what I mean? Because, like, going, you know, just thinking about, like, the Last Dance documentary, for instance, how people got on Jordan because he didn't, you know, he didn't, like, align himself with that black congressman that was running office and all of that stuff. So, I mean, like, stuff like that, you know, I can kind of, like I said, I can always see where people coming from, but I just think it's a little, it's, you know, sometimes it could just be a little harsh, that's all. But, yeah, how you feel about this situation?
I wouldn't expect them to say something. Some people, bro, some people just don't be knowing what to say sometimes. And, like, you know, you got millions of different people and they feelings. So you got, with a million people, you got a million feelings. Mm-hmm. And, you know, want this, whatever you say, it may fit this group of people, or this group of people may really like relate to it or they understand it. But then, you know, the same people that's your fan, that group, that other group of people, they probably won't, you know, feel like you being disrespectful, or you disrespecting them and what they think. Yeah. So I feel like sometimes, like, I'll be like, I wouldn't hold that person and be like, bro, they have to say something, or, you know, so I'm not going to be a fan of them anymore. I just feel like it's a lot of pressure, like, to say something. And, you know, like, you know, my friend Kawhi, he ever said anything about it. So, I mean, but I don't expect him to say anything about it, but mainly because he don't have, you know, any type of social media or anything. And, you know, I don't think – he doesn't like speaking publicly anyway. So, I wouldn't suspect him to say something to it. And, like, sometimes
– go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead.
And, like, sometimes you just got to feel, like, come to the conclusion that this person won't say nothing about it. You know, they probably feel like how they feel, like, back to what I said. Sometimes they don't know what to say. Because if they say something, it's going to feel disrespected to this or that person. And they may lose a fan in that instant just because, you know, what they feel. Colin Kaepernick, I'm pretty sure he lost a million fans, like, because of what he did. And to me, Colin Kaepernick was literally ahead of his time. He literally was doing this already. He was doing it already. Like, everything that people are doing now, he was doing it when he was, you know, people don't like the violent protest, but then when it's done in a respectful manner, or, you know, a manner that won't, it's not hurting anybody. So I like you, because at first he was sitting for the national anthem, you know what I mean? So people was looking like, dang, that's disrespectful and all that type of stuff. And then he talked to somebody in the military or something like that. And then that's when he started kneeling. Because, like, that person, he was good friends with that person from the military. And, like, you know, the military, I mean, the national anthem, yes, it's for the country. But, you know, it's for those people that fight for us and stuff like that. So you're like, damn, why don't you just kneel for it? Colin Kaepernick did that. And then, you know what I'm saying, the NFL, the press, the media, everything, they took it and literally ran with it, flipped the script on him. And now he been – and Shannon Sharp, he said he was whiteballed out of the NFL. And when he said that, I said, damn, that's crazy. And, like, you know, obviously it's black ball, but, like, he said he was whiteballed out of the NFL. I said, that's crazy. Because, like, you know, it's messed up. Because, like I said, all he did was kneel. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy because, you know, Colin Kaepernick, he's still – him being out – it's not like he's even down on himself. Like, man, I shouldn't have did that. He literally stand by what he said. And I said, I really messed with that because he's not going back on it. He's literally standing for what he believe in. He's standing for, you know what I'm saying, he's standing behind what he said. And, you know what I'm saying, he not changing his story for nobody. And I liked it.
Yeah, definitely.
And, like, you know, you got Jaylen Brown of the Celtics. You know, he in the Atlanta protest. I like that. I also like that Tom Brady posted. I think it was on his Instagram. He posted that as well. Like you said, Brian posted it. And I didn't know that George Floyd dude was like, he was actually like some type of known. I'm not going to say known, but he was some type of, you know, something or somebody. Steven Jackson knew the dude. Like, I didn't even know that. He said that was his childhood friend. That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Your childhood friend is straight. You know, I got a couple of childhood friends that's straight, you know, that died, you know, being from St. Louis. You know how grimy St. Louis is, but, you know, I got a couple of childhood friends that didn't die. And, like, you know, it means something. You know, I moved away. I did, went to college, did whatever. I moved here, moved there. And, like, you know what I'm saying? For that person to, you know, die, you straight knew that person. And then you talk to, you know, elementary friends, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, you grew up with, and you talking like, damn, this person died. It's kind of messed you up a little bit. So I can only imagine, you know what I'm saying, what Steven Jackson going through. Because, you know, I've, like I said, close childhood friends that around that time, y'all was close. And then for him, that person to die, you don't wish death on nobody. And, like, for that person to die, it kind of messes you up, like you said. Because, like, what if you'd have stayed, you know what I'm saying, stayed in the same predicament that person was or something like that, put yourself in their shoes. You can say, you know, bros could be reversed. Y'all could be dead together, stuff like that. It's crazy, man. It's crazy, man. Just think of how stuff could go. But I definitely go ahead.
I
definitely like that. You know that these, you know, stars and, you know, superstars of, you know, each that respect the game, whether it be basketball, football, they definitely stepping up, doing what they got to do, and, you know, just shedding light on it. And, you know, I've seen several interviews with Steven Jackson, and he is like, you can tell he's like, you know, he's pissed. Like,
oh yeah,
he's definitely upset, man. And if he liked it, and he on the platform he is, I only imagine who, like what the people, you know what I'm saying, who not, you know, on that platform, who just regular everyday people, like how they could feel. Because, like, Steven Jackson do something, obviously it's gonna make the news and stuff like that, but with that, I'm pretty sure if they do it, don't matter what they do, I'm pretty sure he had to make the news, but it won't have that step on like it would with Steven Jackson. So I think he definitely got to remain calm and kind of, you know, just kind of be one of the faces of it. But, man.
Yeah, it's just all the way around just a messed up situation. And, you know, I don't know if you seen, but, like, you know, Joe Biden has made some scary comments to me over, you know, over the past few weeks or so that I've learned about. It's just kind of, I don't know if you know about none of that or not, but
what's up?
He was doing a little interview or something with Charlamagne or something like that. Uh-huh. He was talking to each other. And,
Charlamagne the guy.
He was like, "Yeah, you ain't seen none of this." Biden was he said if you don't vote for him, then you're not black. That's literally what he said, bro. Oh,
And that's when I asked, like, I don't care about psychology, but, like, why do people be saying, like, why do you say something like that?
Right.
Like, what provoked you? What made you?
Oh, I mean, that's not all he said. He also, not in this interview, I'm not sure the timeline on this quote, but he definitely said it. He said that, poor kids are just as smart as white kids. Now take a minute and think about that. Poor kids are just as smart as white kids. And then you let me know if you want that to be your president too.
Poor kids.
Because right now, yeah, poor kids are just as smart as white kids. That's what he said. And then, so, you could just look all this stuff up and just see all the crazy stuff that this dude has said. But it's like, dang, I'm not running for Trump. I don't care when, you know, nothing. I'm not, there's no way I'm going to vote for this dude. But at the same time, with Biden making these comments and stuff, I don't necessarily want to vote for him either.
Right. Like, so, who do you vote for? Like,
exactly. So look, pretty much at this point, I'm kind of stuck. I'm like, bro, I don't know what to do. You feel me? And then a lot of people are like, well, you know, they were like, obviously vote for Biden, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, do you hear the stuff that this man is saying? No.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, it was like a lesser of two evils, you know, that whole deal, all that
right,
stuff.
Right, right.
So, but I'm like, dude, you know what? Like, at the same time, I don't know. But then I also know that I don't just not want to vote. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because I know that, you know, my ancestors have fought for that right for me, you know, and that's kind of how I view it. You know what I'm saying? As far as this whole voting thing, like a lot of our ancestors had died for us, you know, to give us the right to be able to go to the polls on election day, you know, and stuff like that. So, I always think about that, and but at the same time, it's just like, bro, it's just a messed up predicament. Like, you know, I was thinking about just going ahead and just voting for a third party. Just because, you know what I mean? Like, that way, I'm still voting, but at the same time, I'm not right. giving my vote to neither one of them.
Right.
You know, so, but yeah, bro, I definitely encourage anybody that's not familiar with Biden all these comments to definitely go check those out.
I'm gonna definitely dig into that after this, man. Cause like, and I like that you touched on the voting topic. We need to start getting out and voting, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? As an African American, you know, race, community, all that, we need to start getting out and voting. Like, you know, they everybody's favorite line is, "Oh, my vote don't count, bro." You know what I'm saying? Why go do it anyway? I still think people should go vote. You know, cause I ain't gonna lie, I was one of those people. I'm not gonna go vote what I'm voting for, like.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you know, me being, you know, where I'm at, being in school, it took me a while because, like, obviously I can't just keep going up to St. Louis and everything. But like, it took me a while to finally get registered to vote down, you know, where I'm at in Cape Girardeau. So, you know, with that being said, I definitely think, you know, people should go out and vote. Honestly, I said, bro, you gotta, you know what I'm saying? That's what they doing over there. Like, that's what they doing, man. They getting right in the office, you know. And yeah, we had our guy Barack, you know, from 2008 and so on. But like, you know, let's try to get, you know, one that's for us back in there, you know. I think that's kind of the best way to do it.
Yep.
But I don't know, man, but
it's hard for me to trust a lot of that stuff that they be saying, because I feel like a lot of that stuff they be saying is just pure BS. Like, they don't really, you know, they don't really feel like that. You know what I mean? They just saying that. Like, it's always funny to me, bro. Like, going back to the last presidential election in 2016, I was laughing because, you know, Hillary Clinton is all at the black churches and, you know, at the schools and all that. But since the election, have you seen her?
I don't remember the last time I seen Hillary.
You know, all of them. That's what I'm saying. So, like, all that stuff, bro, is just for publicity at the end of the day. You know, them people don't really care. They just, you know, they just there to get their publicity. Like, hey, it's always with the black that, people. Bro. You know, look at me.
That's crazy that you say that, but, man. Like, I straight don't see that. Like you said, they was in black churches in the black neighborhoods giving out, you know what I'm saying? It's all publicity, bro. It's not even real. Like,
right.
You know, and I hate that those people, you know what I'm saying? Our people is like, yeah, you can come on over here. Like, I don't understand, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I do have, like, you being in Oklahoma, how is it down there? Or up there, however, yeah.
You know, I'm in, like, the very, very south, mm-hmm. very, well, southwestern part, I guess you could say, Oklahoma. So, I'm in a real, you know, small town, small in the Cape for real. A lot of stuff here. But I was talking to, you know, I was talking to the homeboy. We was at work. We was talking about it because they had a little protest or whatever over here. But it wasn't nothing. It wasn't nothing, you know, like St. Louis or nothing like that, to where they was rioting and there was a whole bunch of people. It was more so just people standing out in front of City Hall with signs and stuff like that. And that was cool, you know, but I didn't really, you know, I knew that, you know, with us being a small town and really, and I mean, it's a military town too. It's a military base on out here and everything. So I definitely didn't expect nothing to pop off, but I was surprised that they did stuff because I kind of feel, you know, and I'm pretty sure if you talk to any other black person that's down here, they would kind of say the same thing. It's kind of like a hick town for real. You know, it's a lot of country redneck white people out here. So, you know, it's a lot of Trump supporters. It's a lot of, you know, that type of stuff. So me personally, you know what I'm saying? I just, with all this stuff going on, I've just been trying to, you know, stay low key as possible, just stay out the mix, you know, because you really don't know, you know what I mean? Like, you know, and I just don't want to be put in no situation, you know, like none of that, nothing like that either. But for instance, me and a friend, we went to Buffalo Wild Wings, like, I don't know, about 3 or 4 nights ago or whatever. And when me and her walked in, it was like, you know, it was no black people in there at all. And me and her, we was just kind of, you know, we walked in, we waiting to get seated at the table or not. And then I'm telling you, bro,
I appreciate you walking in. Turned around, looked like,
man,
I'm saying, what y'all doing in here?
Man, they did though, and it was weird. You know what I mean? Like, and then we got seated at our table, people kept staring. And me and her, we sitting at the table, like, you know, because at first I thought I was tripping. And so I said something to her, and she was like, nah, they staring hard. And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, okay, I know I'm not tripping. So, you know, and I just felt, you know, and that was literally just, I don't know, about 3 or 4 days ago. And that was like, you know, with all the riots and stuff still going on, everything that's going on in the country, obviously. So I feel like, you know, a lot of people, when they see that, you know, and the media portrays it as it's just black people that's out there doing it, you know what I'm saying? You know, people start to view, you know, just any black person, you know, in the wrong way. And so, you know, like I said, just going back to just kind of just, you know, staying low key and all that, because I really don't, you know, I don't want to be put in a situation like that. You know, I've had incidents in the past and stuff like, I don't know if I ever told you this, but back in high school, like,
oh no, you definitely told me this. I definitely, I think you should tell the people, bro.
Yeah, I told you. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I was a server at Steak and Shake, and I'm like, man, I think I got that. I had that job when I was like 16. I want to say maybe, I was about 16 years old. And, you know, I'm a server. I'm doing my job that night. You know, it's a pretty, you know, normal night. Dude comes in, he gets seated in my section. You know, when somebody gets seated in your section, you know, you go over there with silverware, introduce yourself, give them the menu, blah, 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 you know, the whole nine. So, you know, I go and I do that, introduce myself politely, you know, hi, my name's Anthony, I'll be, you know, your server tonight, blah, blah, blah. And it's just like middle-aged white man. And he take one look at me. I will never forget it. He said, "Are you my server?" And I said, "Yeah." The dude literally got up out of his boot and he said, "I don't want a black server." And he walked out. And I was 16. That was like my first,
right,
you know, time dealing with something like that. Cause you know, I was 16. I never really dealt with nothing racial like that, like just in my face. You know what I mean? Like it happened to me, you know what I mean? So that was the very first time. And I just remember just kind of being, cause I was the only black person that was even on staff that night. So, you know, when that happened, you know, everybody at work looking at me like crazy. They're not gonna, you know what I mean? And yeah, right. Exactly. And they literally were just staring at me,
man.
You know, everybody heard what the man said. And they was just staring at me, and the manager pulled me aside, and she was like, I'm sorry that happened, and you know, all this and that. And I honestly, you know, I wasn't like sad or even mad for real. I was just kind of like just shocked. Like I didn't even know what to, you know, I was just surprised like that even happened to me. Like I was like, dang. I was like, okay. But yeah, that's something that I truly would never ever forget. Just that incident happening to me like that. And that was, that was in St. Peter's. You know what I mean? So that was just, it's to this day when I think about it, it's crazy. And I haven't dealt with nothing like that since then. But just the, I mean, that was back in, that had to be back in what, 2014, something like that, 2015, around there. So just to even deal with something like that, it stick with you. You know what I'm saying? It stick with you.
Nah,
I don't know if you ever dealt with anything like that before.
You know what I'm saying? Like that, like, and I don't even know, bro, how I would react, man. Like, so yeah, you at work and everything, but like, that's it, like, you know, our friend group, we always do that as a man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Forget work, bro. Forget all this, bro. As a man, you know what I'm saying? You gonna let him. And it's crazy, like, you can't control how people talk, man. So I don't even know how I will react, bro. Like,
exactly.
And I'm already, you know, I'm a big dude, so I don't know how that person, because like, I don't know how, what kind of phase, what kind of movements I would do. You know what I'm saying? Would he fear what I'm gonna do? You know what I mean? And like, I never forget, man. It's a little funny thing, but I kind of looked at it like when I like thought about it. So I was working at Menards and. Here in Cape, and I'm a big dude, so I'm walking. Then, so a guy, he's like, hey, so I turn around and like he kind of jumped back, like, what the heck? So I look at him, like, he's like, bro, were you made in a factory? I said, what? He said, you just look like you were put together. I said, dude, I said, what do you need, man? Like, it's just, I don't even know how I would take that, like. That's what I'm saying. I told my wife, I'm like, bro,
that's weird.
Like, I don't even know how I'm supposed to, like, am I supposed to take offense to that? Am I supposed to, you know, like, I don't know how I was supposed to feel about that, man. Cause like, I don't know what he was saying. Like, nah, I don't, like, you don't know the meaning behind, you know, stuff that people say. Mm-hmm. Like, but you know, in my town in Kate, they definitely did. What was that? Yeah, Saturday they did. No, Sunday. I believe it was Sunday. They did a nice little protest, and like, you know, my town's still small, but like, it was a nice amount of people out there. And like, they wasn't at City Hall, but they was like on kind of the main street that's in Cape, and they were literally all lined up with signs, and they was all yelling. And I like that it was majority white people out there. They was trying to, you know, trying to stand up for everything that's going on. But like you said, like kind of with your town, I definitely knew it wasn't gonna be nothing like that popping off, like no riots and looting and all that type of stuff. You know, they started at like 12, and I think they went till like 8 o'clock. So it was out there for a good 8 hours, man. They was really doing their thing. I was definitely proud of the city of Cape. You know, and obviously I would never want to be from here, but you know, they definitely did a good job with that. But, you know, hopefully everything starts getting good. You know, you don't want to see, you know, looting and everything, especially like you said, of the black owned businesses and minority businesses and everything. Like, you know, you've seen I'm pretty sure you've seen the Gucci store getting robbed and the Louis Vuitton store getting, like, the tape. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to promote it, but do that. Keep that stuff right there. Like, all these, like, you know, white owned businesses and stuff like that. And it's majority white people doing all the stuff. But do that there. Like, bro, take stuff. Like, don't just sit there, like, bro, same way going to rob the 7-Eleven. What are you taking? Bags of chips? Stuff like that. Like, what's the point of doing that? That's all I ask. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to do, because I'm with everything, with anyone. I'm with all the peaceful part. I'm with all the violence. I'm with all that. But it's just like, if you're going to take something, why go to 7-Eleven and, you know, take?
Because it's just like, It's just the point of it. Like, people just like I remember, bro. You remember?
Oh
me?
Yeah,
me,
yeah.
I went down. Oh yeah, Mike Brown. You know what I'm saying? Back then, when Mike Brown, all that stuff. Like we was literally in the mix of it, bro. You know what I'm saying? And like the we saw, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like people just doing stuff just to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like they just taking stuff just to take stuff and just doing, you know, just being crazy for no reason. Like you know what I'm saying? It's just like I don't get that part of it. Is it, you know, like you said, like if you gonna mess up some businesses, bro, take it to the white neighborhoods, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like mess that stuff up. Right. Don't destroy minority owned businesses like that. Cause you ain't doing nothing but helping them out by doing that. I mean, it's that simple. And then and honestly, you know what I'm saying? Hold on, like with all, you know, I don't know all this stuff going around, but
like, and I was forget, just
in the middle of a pandemic right now.
We ain't heard nothing of pros. Like, I'm not saying it should overshadow this, but like, bro, you haven't heard nothing about COVID.
Nah.
It's crazy. Like, so was it fake? Was it real? Like, you don't even know.
And nah, I'm finna tell you what, we finna find out because you know, all these, you know, I mean, you've seen like it's been thousands of people gathering. I mean, thousands and thousands. So I really feel like some negative stuff is about to happen because it, you know, the corona, that stuff, it's still out there. You know what I mean? And I feel like that with all, you know what I'm saying, with all these gatherings and stuff, that's not doing nothing but just making it even more, you know, making it even more vicious. Like I saw this post, bro, and it made me laugh so hard. It said Corona just chilling in the back listening to Dreams and Nightmares right now.
Oh my God. I was hollering. Right.
Talk about some hold on, wait a minute. Crazy, y'all thought I was fit. I was weak. I said, bro, that, you know, you might got a little point there for real.
That's crazy.
I said, that mug just chilling, just waiting. It's crazy. It's straight crazy because I mean, we still, you know, it's at both of my jobs, really? You know, we still like got to wear masks and, you know what I mean? Like, we, you know, doing all this social distancing, all that, you know, all that stuff. And, like, I don't even know, you know, with school and everything, man, I don't even know, like, if, you know, if we going to be in the classrooms. Like, that's, you know what I mean? Like, I don't like online classes. I don't know about anybody else.
Especially, like, me being almost done with school. Bro,
you like online classes?
Bro, to be on online classes, bro?
Yeah.
I'm talking about that's the life, bro. Yeah, maybe not, like, maybe not if you just started college. Like, you started back up in school, you know what I'm saying? But like, me, bro, I'm almost done with school. What I got? Two semesters left, and I'm taking summer classes, too. Bro, that is the life. I'm not going to lie to you. If you can just chill at the crib. You know, obviously you can do all this other stuff, but it's like you don't have to wake up early for that class. So you don't have to do that. You can literally just go straight online. And you know, doing it just this last semester, like yeah, it was hard in the beginning, but like it started getting easy. So yeah, that's definitely all I gotta say to that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean this is last semester when we switched to online classes, It, you know, it got cool and everything because one thing about me, you know, my attendance, that mug sometimes can be a little trash, but I mean, for real, that's why, you know, like back in the day and everything, when I first started going to college and everything, like I you know, I always try to get like the earliest classes to just get them out the way so I can work, you know what I'm saying, like early in the afternoon and all that. But man, like I had to at least, like this was my first semester right here, you know, having my earliest class being after 9, and it was my earliest class was at 9:30, because I just like, bro, I can't be doing these 8 a.m.s and stuff no more, bro. I can't get up.
I feel it.
Keep it a
man. Beam. On to the next topic. All right, now we got reports and everything that I know you've seen is this J.R. Smith situation.
Oh yeah, he mopped the floor with that little dude.
He mopped the floor with it, man.
Oh,
we got. Go ahead.
And I don't think that shouldn't affect like nothing. Like me personally, I just don't know about nobody else, but me personally, if I'm a GM, you know what I'm saying, and I was thinking about signing him or whatever, you know what I'm saying, like that wouldn't affect my decision because like. Not only because I respect him for that. You feel me? Like,
man.
somebody came at him, you know what I'm saying, destroyed his property, you know what I'm saying? So as a man, he did what he had to do. You know what I mean? And the thing is, He was the first one to break the story. He went out and, you know what I'm saying? He went out and was like, hey, like this, you know, this happened, blah, blah, blah. You know, I did what I had to do. And as a man, like, I respect that. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't see no negative, nothing negative coming his way. Because right now, he ain't even signed to a team. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't see nothing negative coming his way about it. But, yeah, that, I ain't gonna lie, that video was funny. They had
You know what I'm saying? Dude, and you picked J.R. I don't know if the dude knew it was J.R. Smith's truck. I don't know what was going. But like, why is you just breaking something? Like, why is you breaking the window of somebody's car? Like, why? And it was like, I don't know. I don't think J.R. Smith lived in the neighborhood, but it was just, you know, his car was parked over there. And the dude, you just break it. Like I said, I don't know if he knew it was J.R. Smith's car, but you just, why are you breaking anybody's, you know what I'm saying, window in the first place? Like, if you was protesting, if you was wired or anything, why are you in a neighborhood? Why are you in somebody's neighborhood? Why are you not on the street or city hall? Like, you said, like, why are you, you know what I'm saying, why are you in a neighborhood doing this? And, you know, for J.R. to do that, J.R. to do it, I'm 100% behind J.R. First of all, you're not even signed to a team. And, you know, I don't even think no legal action has been taken. Like, and I like that J.R. Smith, he went on it. And I was like, bro, this is not no race thing. This is not nothing to do. Just simply broken. He broke my window. So I gave him what he had. Like, you know what I'm saying? And like you said, I definitely agree with what he did. It was messed up that the dude even did it in the first place. So you got to get what you got. Like, you got to get what you had coming to you. There's no reason you should have broken. I don't know if he broke in. There's no reason you should have broke my window, bro. Simple as that. But, like
exactly. I didn't even know.
Like I said, if I'm a GM, I definitely doesn't affect how I feel about JR. Like, I wouldn't, if you know what I'm saying, if they even thought about signing him, this wouldn't even, you know what I'm saying, affect my answer at all. Like, if I was to sign him or not, like, it'd be literally based off his game. Mm-hmm. I don't care if he, you know, beat the dude up or not. Like, what would you do if this person, you know, did the same thing to yours? I definitely did. No lie. But that'll wrap up today's show, man. On this, you know, wonderful Blackout Tuesday. I just wish everything gets better. Hopefully everything don't get worse, but they do say whenever the things that get worse, gotta get better. Simple. And I want you to go, you know, follow us on Instagram at the Tone and Show. And that's all I got to say.
I mean, man, y'all, you know, everybody be safe out there and, you know, just be smart. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, just be smart.
I feel that.
That's all I got to say.
I wish just everybody have a great day, man. We out.